上个礼拜没听，这个礼拜也可以听到一些东西。
It's okay if you didn't attend the last time. There's certain continuity from the last lecture, but you can also learn something new from this lecture.
好，一开始呢，我们先看一下上礼拜讲些什么啊。上礼拜跟大家介绍是我个人弘扬净土的一个缘起。好。
Let's start by reviewing what we talked last week. Last week I talked about the reasons I follow the Pure Land Method.
好，就以上这三个原因。好，在接下来就是要从佛跟历代祖师的开示当中来得到我们这个时候修净土法门的一个缘起。
So I last week I talked about my personal reasons, three personal reasons for following the Pure Land Method, and also I mentioned the Buddhas and the great teachers their reasons for using this method.
那首先要跟大家介绍的是说发愿的重要，发愿往生西方极乐世界的重要。
First of all, I want to emphasize the importance of making vows of going to the Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land.
西方极乐世界是阿弥陀佛的本愿，只要我们想去，有念佛，有发愿，信愿行具足，其实都可以去。信愿行具足。
So, the Western Pure Land is made up by Amitabha Buddha's original vow. So, as long as we are determined to go there, we make the vows, and we have faith, we have vows, and we determine to practice. As long as we have all these qualifications, then we will be reborn there.
有愿就有行，有愿你才会去行。
You will only start practicing once you make a vow.
没有愿的话，纵使你修行的功德再多，功夫再高，还是去不了。
Even though you practice a lot, you accumulate a lot of merits, but if you haven't made a vow to go into the Western Pure Land, you wouldn't be able to go there.
纵使西方极乐世界再殊胜，因为你没有愿，所以也不会想去。
Even the Pure Land is really special and magnificent. If you don't make vows, you won't go there.
好，一开始先用这个圆泽禅师，好，他的一个故事来跟大家分享。
First of all, I will share with everyone a story about Chan Master 圆泽。
圆泽禅师是一个修行禅定功夫很高的人，他已经修到他自己的缘分在哪里，这辈子往生要到哪里投胎都知道了，好，到这个程度。
So Master 圆泽 was a great practitioner. He practiced samadhi for many years, and to the degree that he could foresee where he would be reborn next life.
他有本事不去投胎。
He had the ability that not going to another life again.
可是他的妈妈怀着这个孩子就生不下来。
But his future mother was pregnant for a long time but couldn't give birth.
今天就跟大家来分享好圆泽法师的故事。
So today I'm going to share with you the story about Master 圆泽。
圆泽禅师有个很好的朋友姓陈，他们是忘年之交。
So Master 圆泽 has a very good friend.
那这位陈菩萨了，他是因为家道中落，所以呢，他放下一切，就几乎都在寺院里跟着圆泽禅师一起 好在修行。
So Master Yuan's friend is called Mr. Chen. Mr. Chen is a lay practitioner. He used to born in a rich family, but unfortunately something happened. So he gave up everything and came to the temple and practiced with Master Yuanzi.
有一天他们就提到说曾经有约定要去朝山，要去朝圣。
So one day they decided they want to go on a pilgrim trip.
那这时候他们决定要启程了。
So they were about to get started.
要没记错，大概要去朝五台山哦。若没记错的话
，So if I remember correctly, they want to go to take the pilgrim trip to the mountain 五台。
那他们这个路有两条，一个是陆路，一个是水路。
So there are two routes to get there. One is by one is by land. The other one is by sea.
他的朋友要走水路。
So Mr. Chen, Master Yuanzi's friend insists on going on by the sea route.
那原则禅师他要选择走陆路。
But Master Yuanzi insists on going to take the land route.
因为各有所惧。
Because each of them have something to fear.
原则禅师怕走水路是要避开那个有缘的妈妈。
Master Yuanzi wanted to travel by ship because he wanted to avoid his future mother.
那这位朋友呢，他因为家道中落了，走陆路会碰到很多的家，应该说这个乡亲故老吧，没有面子，所以他不想走那条路。
Mr. Chen didn't want to go on the route of land because he didn't want to encounter a lot of relatives or friends because his family is no longer rich and he didn't want to lose face.
那最后原则禅师他妥协了，就走水路。
So eventually, Master Yuanzi compromised and agreed to take the route by ship.
那有一天就到了一个这个地方，因为晚了就提早休息。
So they travel to a place and they decide to take a rest.
他们要停船的时候就看到这个岸边呢有一个大腹便便的妇人在那边取水。
So at that time, they saw there's a very pregnant woman was taking water from the river.
那原则禅师看到了，他就马上就掉眼泪了。
So Master Yuanzi saw that woman and his tears came down.
他就说，他就把这个缘由告诉他朋友说，我们没有办法再前去了，因为就是他的原因，他怕走水路的原因，就是怕碰到这个人。
So Master Yuanzi told his friend, said that we couldn't keep this journey anymore, because the reason I'm afraid of taking this route because of this woman.
他就知道说他非得去投胎不可了。他再不投胎，这个妈妈的肚子一直这样子生不下来。所以他说那他就是跟他说好了，然后一封信给他，请他说你回去之后把这封信交给他的徒弟。
So now Master Yuanzi saw this woman and he couldn't delaying going to next life because otherwise this woman will keep pregnant and couldn't give birth. So Master Yuanzi gave a letter to his friend and told him to give the letter to his disciple.
好，因为他知道原因了，所以他就作画，就往生了。
So Master Yuanzi passed away.
他往生之前有跟他说，三天后，请你到那家，我一笑跟你相认。
So Before Master Yuanzi passed away, he told his friends, please come by 3 days later to this family and I will smile.
他就作画了，这个朋友他也无心再去这个朝圣了，就帮他料理这个后事。
So Master Yuanzi passed away at the spot and his friend was no longer in the mood going to the pilgrim trip.
三天后他就到这家富人家去敲门，果然他就抱个 baby 呢就来应门了。
So 3 days later, Miss Chen went to that family and the woman carrying a baby came to open the door.
那他这个婴儿呢哭个不停。
So the baby was crying all the time.
他说啊，自从生下来之后不管怎么样啊就是哭不停，抱着也哭，怎么样都哭。
The woman said the baby had been crying all the time, no matter whatever we did.
他说让我抱抱看啊。
So Miss Chen said, well, let me try to hold him.
一抱到这小孩子啊，这个婴儿呢就马上就不哭了，而且还笑了。
So once Miss Chen hold the baby,The baby immediately stopped crying and smiled at him.
他也相信这就是禅师跟他的一个约定的见面的相认的方式。
So, Mr. Chen knew that was a promise that Master Yuanzi made with him.
那这位朋友呢就跟了这个妇人讲这个来龙去脉，后来他们就一起共同把这个原则禅子的后事把它处理圆满。
So he told the woman what happened about Master Yuanzi. So that family and Miss Chen took care of Master Yuanzi's aftermath affairs.
那这位姓陈的朋友呢就很伤心的就回去了，就把这封信交给他的徒弟。
So Miss Chen was quite sad and went back and gave the letter, Master Yuanzi's letter to his disciple.
那他的徒弟也交给他一封信，说他回你，你回来的师父有交代这封信要给你。
Interestingly, his disciple also gave Miss Chen a letter because Master Yuanzi had told him to do so.
这个信中呢，就跟他约定13年后在哪里要见面。
So in that letter, Master Yuanzi said, please come to see me in 13 years. We will meet at a certain place.
就13年后呢就约定在这个地方我忘掉了，因为这个故事也临时起意要说的，所以没有去查一下。就说13年后在中秋夜的在中秋的那一天相约在大概在一个叫天竺寺吧在那边要见面这样子。
Because I decided to talk about story in the last minute, so I wasn't quite sure about where they decide to meet, but probably, is temple 天竺 they decide to meet after 13 years.
那这位朋友就谨记在心，果然13年后他如约到那边要去见他这个原则禅师的后事。
So, as what's in the letter, Mr. Chen went to that place to meet, Master Yuanzi.
但等了好久都没有人出现。
So he waited for a long time, but nobody showed up.
那他想说大概这个人大概忘掉了吧就正想要离开的时候就听到一阵这个笛声。
So when he was about to leave, he thought, well, maybe Master Yuanzi forgot about it. So when he was about to leave, he heard a music sound of flute.
然后他看到一个牧童 骑着牛，一面吹笛子就从这边走过来了。
Then he saw an ox herd, child came over here.
他就喊他，好啊，是不是这个原则法师啊？好，这个人都不理他，这小孩都不理他。
So Miss Chen, shouted, say, "Are you Master Yuan Ze?" Of course, the child did not respond.
那就直接从他旁边就走过去。
So the child, passed through him, passed by him.
然后就念了一句，就是一首偈子。
And while the child was doing that, he was reciting four couplets.
然后这个句子的意思哈，大概就是说，第一句应该是说“三生石上旧惊魂”。那就不翻没关系哈，就说他这个就这个句子说，一方面就说就是可能就讲到说自己的。这个一个这个哈、哦、命运呐、啊、哈、哦，这个过去的哈、哦，这个三生石上的这个三生石就是三生石的故事。然后呢，他就说感谢他这个朋友还记得跟他的约会，好、哦，然后就跟他说你的尘缘未了之类的啦哈、哦。这个我有的我也看不懂，你们有缘的话可以上网去查一下三生石的故事，就会出现，可以看得比较完整一点。好，那有些版本也不太一样。好啊，看得大概知道意思就好。好，
嗯，是。So, the main meaning of the four couplets was basically, was description of his past life, present, future lives, talk about his destiny, and also.Master Yuan Ze was grateful that his friend still remembered to make this appointment, come to see him.
这个故事其实主要要表达的说，这位禅师的修行的禅定是非常高的境界。
So I talk about this story because I want to show you that how deep samadhi this master has reached.
可是因为他不知道要求生西方，不知道要发愿，所以他没有办法解脱。
But because even though he has such a high great practice, because he didn't make a vow to go to the Western Pure Land, he couldn't escape his destiny.
还是要随业流转。
He will still have to be reborn based on his karma.
只是他禅定的很高，所以他还有一点功夫。
Because his practice of samadhi has reached such a high level.
问题是，你再流转一次，他就会又迷失了，又就是会越离越远呐、啊。
Because Master Yuan Ze's samadhi has reached so high, such a high level, he was able to see where he is going next life.But if you take another cycle of life and birth, maybe he will forget and he will travel further and further away from Dhamma, from the practice.
那就会离道越远，好，功夫就越来，可能就越差了。
So his practice, if he continue in this cycle of birth and death, his practice will get worse and worse.
如果他知道这个净土法门可以求生西方极乐世界，很快可以以他的功夫，应该很快就可以倒驾慈航，他就不用那么的辛苦在生死流转。
But if he had knew such a pure land method, he wouldn't need to go through all these troubles of cycles of death and birth.
所以。鼓励大家，不管你修什么法门，都要念念导归极乐。
So I encourage everyone, no matter what method you're using, you're practicing, please, in the end, conclude all the merit to the pure land.
这样会比较安全。
Because it's the safest route.
其实也不冲突啊。
And it won't be in conflict with whatever you're practicing.
以后会以圣严师父的开示来跟大家再做分享。
I will expound on this more later.
好，接下来我们就进入今天要讲的、要介绍的阿弥陀佛是谁。
Okay, now we'll talk about who is Amitabha Buddha.
你们知道阿弥陀佛是谁吗？
Do you know who is Amitabha Buddha?
请问阿弥陀佛是谁？什么是阿弥陀佛？
So who is Amitabha Buddha? What is Amitabha Buddha?
无量光无量寿。那什么叫无量光无量寿？
Someone said infinite light, infinite life. So what is infinite light and infinite life?
好像都知道哦，可是又很难完整的表达。
It seems we know, but we can't describe all.
嗯，可是别人听不懂啊，什么叫究竟极灭啊？
Is that Nirvana? But what is Nirvana?
好，今天就是要把阿弥陀佛介绍给你们，而且也希望你们呢，也要怎么样，学会把阿弥陀佛介绍给其他有缘的人。
So I'm going to introduce Amitabha Buddha to you, and hopefully you will also introduce Amitabha Buddha to other people who has affinity.
因为要求生西方极乐世界的条件之一，就是要劝进行者。
Because one condition to be born in the Western Pure Land is that you need to diligently persuade others who has affinity to this method to practice Amitabha Buddha.
劝进行者就是说劝其他的有缘的菩萨也来念佛，然后也要发愿往生。
So you need to persuade others who has affinity to this method, start chanting Amitabha's names and also make vows.
请问诸位愿不愿意做阿弥陀佛的 sales 啊？发愿。
I want to ask you, would you like to introduce Amitabha Buddha to others?
Of course.
当然。
哎，好，很好。
Very good.
下面这13个名称都是阿弥陀佛的解释。
So now you see, there are 13 names on this PowerPoint slide. They are all explanations for what Amitabha Buddha means.
顾名思义，一看就知道它大概的意思。
So it's quite self-explanatory when you see those names.
它也叫无量光佛、无量寿佛、无边光佛、无碍光佛、无等光佛、智慧光佛、常照光佛、清净光佛、欢喜光佛、解脱光佛、安稳光佛、超日月光佛、不思议光佛。所以这13个佛号也只是其中的代表而已，所以这个部分呢，我们就大家看过，心里有数就好。我们只要记得刚刚有菩萨说的无量光佛、无量寿佛，就抓到重点了。
So, you see 13 names on this PowerPoint slide. They are actually only samples of what Amitabha Buddha means. Only represent certain aspects of Amitabha Buddha, but from what you can see, you understand that Amitabha Buddha is the Buddha of infinite light, infinite life, boundless light, the Buddha of no obstruction light, the Buddha of all equal light, wisdom light, the Buddha of always illuminating light, pure light, joyful light, the Buddha of liberation light, serenity light, surpassing moonlight, sunlight, inconceivable light.
好，为什么这就是我们的今天要讲的重点？无量光，无量寿。
But most importantly, I think the most two important aspects are infinite light and infinite life. So we are going to talk about these two aspects.
这也是我们祖师大德的智慧。
It's also the wisdom of our great teachers.
好，单独把无量光、无量寿把它抓出来做代表。
So we use infinite light and infinite life as the two most important aspects of Amitabha Buddha.
因为这句阿弥陀佛是梵语，它是没有翻成中国字。
Because,
因为中国的文字它没有办法一句话把它翻完整，所以就不翻。
Because the word Amitabha is actually Sanskrit, we didn't translate into Chinese because it's just we can't translate into Chinese without losing all meanings.
所以单独把这两个光跟寿把它抓出来，就是能够完整的把阿弥陀佛的意思表达圆满。
That's why all the great teachers use infinite light and infinite life to use these two names, words to represent the most important aspects of Amitabha Buddha.
无量光的光就是表示横遍十方，无所不照，它代表是智慧之外，也是代表空间。
So the infinite light refers to the wisdom light that goes through all space, 10 directions, encompass all space.
那无量寿的寿叫数穷三际，代表时间的过去、现在跟未来。
And the word infinite life represents all time, past, present, and future, including three realms.
所以一句横遍十方、数穷三际，就是阿弥陀佛的代表。
So including 10 directions and the three realms that represents Amitabha Buddha.
所以阿弥陀佛四个字展开来，就是整个的空间跟时间，空间跟时间的总和。
So Amitabha Buddha, if we compounding on these words, really means all space, all times put together.
所以你眼前看得到的所有的六亲眷属，或者是已经过往的历代的先人，已经往生的历代祖先，乃至冤亲债主，都没有离开你的心。
So all people you can see in this lifetime, all your relatives or your friends you can see in this lifetime, and all people who have, or all beings who have affinity to you in the past lifetimes who have already passed away, they are all your mind.
好，横遍十方，数穷三际，就是整个时空的总和。那要请问，这个世间有任何的人事物能够离开这个时空而存在吗？
So since Amitabha Buddha means the time and space all put together, I want to ask, can you think of anything, anybody can exist without time and space?
有没有？没有。
No.
所以这句佛号你虔诚的至诚恳切自你的心中念出来，刚刚说的你的眼前所见所看不见的人事物，一切的从古代到现在都没有离开这句佛号。
So if you recite Amitabha Buddha's name, all beings from present lifetimes and past lifetimes, they never leave your heart, they never leave your mind.
所以这句阿弥陀佛它展开来就是阿弥陀佛的48愿。
So if we want to expounding on Amitabha Buddha's names, they're really include 48 vows of Amitabha Buddha.
就是整部的弥陀经，
also the whole Amitabha Sutra，
整部的无量寿经，
the whole Infinite Life Sutra.
甚至它就整部的法华经，整部的华严经。
It's also the entire Lotus Sutra and the entire 华严 Sutra.
进一步就是所有的整部的大藏经，展开来就是整部的大藏经。
And furthermore, it also the entire Buddhist canon.
所以大家好好的珍惜这句的佛号。
So, yeah, please do treasure this Amitabha Buddha.
常常念在心中，就是把整个宇宙时空全部念在你心中了。
So if you recite the Amitabha Buddha's name, you include the whole universe in this one chant.
所以功德是非常的殊胜，非常的圆满。
So the merits associated with recitation is inconceivable.
所以也劝请大家一起来推广，做阿弥陀佛的推广者。
So I encourage everyone to recite Buddha's names and also persuade others to recite Buddha's names.
好，那接下来呢，要来介绍西方净土的殊胜，好，极乐世界的殊胜。
Now I want to talk about the magnificence of the Western Pure Land.
首先要介绍的西方极乐世界的依报庄严。依报就是指西方极乐世界的环境。好，我们升到西方极乐世界，它的环境就是这个样子。
So first I want to talk about the magnificence of the environment of the Western Pure Land.
它的土地就是平整、洁净、光丽，哇，这个好说不出的好。
So the land of the Pure Land is clean, bright, shining, and it's really good.
然后他，我们所住的地方都是住在宫殿里面。他这个楼阁、讲堂啊、精舍也都是七宝所成的。
So the beings in that Pure Land lives in all kinds of palace, and all the pavilion, lecture halls are all adorned with seven jewels.
那边的庭园呢，也是这个宝树成行，好，所有的宝花盛放。
And all the gardens there are adorned with jeweled trees and blooming flowers.
那边有七宝池，有八功德水。
And there in the land there were seven jeweled ponds and filled with eight excellent qualities water.
这个七宝池里面有莲花，就是你发了愿要到西方极乐世界，要念佛要到西方，这七宝池马上就有一颗你的莲花苞就开始出现了。
So in the seven jeweled ponds there are lotus.Those lotus, big lotus, are actually your vow, made of your vows. Once you make a vow of going to the Pure Land, there will be one lotus seed planted there.
那这个莲花会因为你念佛的精进而越开越大，越庄严。
So the more diligently you recite Buddha's names, the quickly the flower will grow.
在西方极乐世界，任何的东西是没有生灭的，唯有这个七宝莲子的莲花会有生灭。
So in the Pure Land, there is no birth and death of things, but only the flowers will grow bigger and bigger.
因为你念佛的精进与否，你的信心。有没有退？好，你没有精进，莲花就会越来越小。你甚至退心了，哇，这个念佛那么难啊，那么这个不能专心啊，算了算了，不要去了。 你的莲花怎么样就枯掉了。
So, the size of the flower, the size of the lotus flower is closely connected to your faith. If you have great faith, then the flower will, grow bigger and bigger. If your faith diminishes and you regret, practicing or even give up practicing, the flower will eventually wither.
诶，刚好有一天呢，有个善知识又跟你介绍西方净土了啊，你的希望又燃起来，好，要努力念佛求生西方，你的莲花又开始有生命了。
And one day, if you met some great advice, good knowing advisor, and talked you into practicing again, and then you practice hard, then the flower starts grow again.
所以不要让我们莲花怎么样枯萎了啊。
So please, don't let our lotus flower wither.
然后呢，庭园中有很多阿弥陀佛所画的这些美丽的鸟都在说法。
And in the gardens of the Pure Land, there were all kinds of peacocks, parrots, beautiful birds.They are all preaching dharmas.
所以那边的鸟声、水声，或者是风在吹动声音，都是在说法，都在念佛、念法、念声。
So all kinds of sound in the Pure Land, including the bird sound, water sound, the breeze of the wind sound, they are all recitation of dharma and talking about Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha.
昨天在波士顿也是跟菩萨分享，有菩萨他不敢发愿到西方。
So I was giving a lecture in Boston, and some people were afraid of making vows.
他说西方世界太美太乐了哈，这个道心会失去。
Because they said because the Pure Land is too pretty that I might.Lost my mind of practicing.
因为他不懂西方。
They said so because they didn't really understand the Western Pure Land.
因为到西方这个世界，所有听到都是在说法，你都会精进修行，怎么会失道心呢？
Because in the Pure Land, everything you hear is about the Dharma, is talking about the Dharma. How could you?Lose your determination, lose your mind of practice.
所以请大家放心，到西方这个世界只会往上，不会往下。
So please be assured that once you're in the Pure Land, your practice will only get better, will not get worse.
还有在西方这个世界呢，那边你想要什么就有什么，你想听什么法就听什么法，想修什么行就修什么行。而且很容易就能够契入法门的精要。
And also in the Pure Land, you can have whatever you desire, you want. And also you can listen to any dharma that you choose. And no matter whatever sutra or practice you choose, you can easily make progress there.
所以到那边修行很容易成就。
So it's very easy to make progress in practice there.
所以一定要去，不去的是傻瓜。
So please be determined to go there, otherwise you are such a fool.
好，下面呢就是介绍西方极乐世界的正报庄严。
Next, I want to talk about the magnificence of Amitabha Buddha, his body.
就是升到西方极乐世界，这个正报就是我们的身体，好，在西方极乐世界的身体。
So, here we're really talking about the Amitabha Buddha's body, how magnificent, how great it is.
好，能到西方就跟佛一样，具有32相。
So there will be 32 physical characteristics of a great man. You will have that.
大家都是一样跟佛一样的庄严，没有好丑。
So everyone will have the same great physical appearance. There's no ugly or pretty.
你不要担心说那大家都长得一样，那 我是不是会找不到我要找的人呢？
So you might worry that if everyone looks the same, how could I find the, you know, particular person that I want to find?
放心哦，因为到了西方，你都有神通了，你想要找谁，谁马上就来跟你相应。
No worries, because once you are reborn in the Pure Land, we all have supernatural abilities. So if you try to find someone, you can, you definitely can find it.
所以到西方，其实各种神通啊都得到了啊，什么可以得到这个天眼通、天耳通啊、神足通，其实都具足了啊，就是这个诸通具足。
So once you're in the Pure Land, you will have all kinds of supernatural abilities, including the supernatural ability to see, to hear, and to go anywhere in an instant.
更重要的，他到那边能够成就一切智慧，可以得到无边的辩才，还有很会说法。
And more importantly, once you're there, you can accomplish all wisdom.And will have eloquent speech, will be able to deliver eloquent speeches expounding all Dharma.
很多人都说家人好难度哦。
A lot of people complain that it's hard to deliver their own family.
你越想度他，越反对你。
The more you want to talk your family members about Dharma, the more they are against it.
当你到了西方，乘愿再来的时候，你就有能力来度你任何想要度的人。
Once you have been to the Pure Land and then you came back, it will be much easier for you to deliver your family.
那现世度不了，就交给阿弥陀佛，交给观音菩萨好了。
So if you can't deliver your family members, then you can leave them to Amitabha Buddha or Avalokitesvara.
好，接下来呢要介绍的是到了西方之后就能够得不退转。
The next one I want to talk about is once you're in the Pure Land, you will reach a non-regression status.
第一就是位不退，就是我们到了西方就由凡夫进入，很快的就由凡夫进入圣人的阶位。
The first is a non-regression of stages. So once you get there, you will level to, you will go into the sainthood stage quickly.
而且这个位是不会退的。
And once you get to the sainthood stage, you won't regress.
只会透过修行不断的往上。
It will only get better and better through your practice.
再来就是行不退。
The next one is non-regression of your action.
行就是我们发了菩提心，要度众生的心。
Or your,
这个大圣心发了不会退。
Also, the non-regression of your practice, which mainly refers to the aspiration of Bodhi mind. So once you have give rise to such aspiration, you won't regress back to the small vehicles practitioners.
简单说就是不会从大圣的菩萨退回自了的阿罗汉。
In a short, you won't regress from Bodhisattva to Arhat who decide just to liberate themselves.
那念不退呢，就是每一个念头你都能够跟佛的一切智相应。
So non-regression of mind means every thought you have will accord with the wisdom.
可以断除一切的烦恼，就是这可以断除一切烦恼的智慧。
The type of wisdom that can cut off all vexations.
这三不退已经非常的不简单了。
So these three non-regressions are already very special.
这个我们的偶益大师呢，还加一个 必进不退。
And Master O.E. added actually one more non-regression.
就加强这个三不退。
To reinforce the three non-regression mentioned above.
好，接下来我们要介绍净土法门的殊胜。修行方法的殊胜。
Next one, we're going to introduce, talk about the speciality about Pure Land Method.
这个大家也要了解，自己可以修，在跟别人介绍的时候，也才能够说得清楚。
So we need to understand it, then we can easily talk to others about it.
首先，这个净土法门的是我们中国佛教共同的特色。
So first of all, the Pure Method is a common feature of all Chinese Buddhist schools.
在中国佛教里面，除了三论，就是中观派的，更有一部分这个临济宗的禅师们，他们不用这个净土的念佛法门之外，其余所有的各宗各派几乎没有一个不学求西方极乐世界的净土法门。
So all Chinese Buddhist schools, except Middle Way School and the Lingji sector, they don't practice the chanting method. All other schools, they all use the Pure Land chanting method.
所以念佛求生净土的这样的一个念，这样的一个理念呢，就是我们中国佛教的共同的特色。
So recitation of Buddha's names and use the practice the Pure Land method is a common feature of for most Chinese Buddhist schools.
好，接下来就是说到说我们念佛叫什么道啊？是不是叫易行道？好，修行有难行道、易行道。好，那这个修行道，好，这个难行道。就是什么呀？靠自己的力量来达到修行成就，按照次第，好，最后成佛。
So there are two paths of practice. One is easier, the other one is more difficult. The chanting belongs to the easier path. It's easier.
就是人行道、解脱道，然后到菩萨道，这是一般的难行道的次第。
So in so the path of the more difficult path, it has three levels. It includes human and the heavenly path, path for liberation, and Bodhisattva path.
那人天道就是说我们在人间要修五戒十善来累积功德，那最后能够人生不失，或者是呢福报多的就到天上去享天福。
So for the first level, human and heavenly path, if you want to practice this path, you need to practice 5 precepts, 10 good deeds to accumulate merits and virtue, and then you will get blessings and rewards.
那解脱道的话，就是以这个前面的五戒十善的基础，然后继续修四圣地三十七道品，好，最后证得阿罗汉果，然后呢出三界，好，就是出三界就了生死了，然后得解脱。
And then the next level is the path of liberation. Based on your practice of 5 precepts and 10 good deeds, you continue practice 4 noble truths, 37 aids to enlightenment, and then you reach the arhatship, and then you can get out of the three realms and achieve liberation of birth and death.
那最后要修菩萨道，就是以在前面这两个人天道跟解脱道的基础，再进一步来修落六度万行跟四摄法，那最后成佛。
So, if you continue practice based on what you have done, what we just said, if you continue practice six parameters, and four ways of gathering sentient beings, then which is called the Bodhisattva path, then you can reach Buddhahood.
看起来好像三个阶段好像很快哦，要多少时间？三大奥生起劫。
It seems that it's quite easy to practice from the three stages, practice through the three stages, but actually it took three innumerable times.
什么呀？对，它这是一个代表，其实就是说好远好远好远好远好远好久好久好久好久。
So basically it will take forever.
所以我们用这个净土法门，我们当生可以成就。
So if we practice the Pure Land method, we can achieve something this lifetime.
当生就是这一辈子了。
This lifetime, you don't have to wait forever.
大家有信心吗？
Do you have confidence in this method?
好，谢谢。你们的信心也会给我很大的鼓励啊。
I appreciate your faith, because your faith will give me encouragement.
好，那我们现在以一行道来解释这个念佛的净土方法。
Now we take a look at this Pure Land method from the perspective as an easy path.
所谓一心道就是以他力来帮忙自己达到解脱，又叫做横出三界。
We say this is an easy path because it uses the power of others to help you get out of the three realms.
所以也叫做方便法门。
So it's also called expedient ways.
只要称好这个称名念佛。然后发愿求生西方极乐净土的一个法门。
So it's an expedient way that you just need to recite Buddha's names and make vows of going to the Western Pure Land.
这就是我们修行的易行道。
That's why we say that's easy path of practice.
也叫做二力法门。
We also call it a method of two sources of powers.
就是除了自力之外，还有佛力的加持。
Because the two sources of powers went from yourself, your own mind, your own determination. But in addition to that, you also have the powers, the power you get from Buddhas.
只要好好的念佛，信心具足。然后就可以横出三界。
As long as you recite Buddha's names diligently and have great faith in it, you will be able to get out of the three realms.
好，我们下面以横出三界来跟大家做譬喻。
So now we will use a metaphor to further explain what means get out of the three realms.
就是竖出跟横超。
So, there were two ways to get out of the three realms.
说比如有一只虫在这个竹节的最下面，它要离开这只竹子，它就要往上的叫竖出，它要一节一节的把这个竹节咬个洞，再出去，到最后出去了，这叫竖出三界。
So the metaphor goes like this: There's a worm stuck in the bottom of the bamboo, and it needs to get out. So it could gnaw upward section by section.
它的困难是可想而知。
You could imagine how difficult it encounters.
这个结的只是特别的硬。
Because the joint of each section will be particularly hard to gnaw.
而且一节一节的太多了。
And there are so many joints in the bamboo, in one bamboo.
那如果说这只虫子它很幸运哦， 直接从旁边就咬个洞就出去了。
So if the worm is really lucky, actually, it can just gnaw sideways to get out the bamboo.
旁边是比较软啊，比较脆啊，比较好咬哦。
Because the sideways, if it gnaws sideways, it's easier, it's quicker to get out.
所以我们用念佛的方式来达到解脱，就像这只虫子。叫速横出三界。
So if we use a recitation of Buddha's names to practice, we're just like this little worm. It's easy to get out of the bamboo by gnawing sideways.
所以是不是方便多，简单多了？
So isn't it easier and more convenient?
这就是我们说净土法门是直接圆顿的法门，既直接又圆顿。圆就是圆满的法门。
That's why we call the. That's why we say the Pure Land method is a method of direct. It's a direct method. It's also a complete method.
所以我们一定要建立信心，努力念佛，这辈子一定要求生西方极乐世界。
So we should give rise to great faith and recite Buddha's name diligently.And make and determined to go to the Western Pure Land this lifetime.
只要我们叫好再往下看哈，就说要有信心，因为这个法门叫三根普被，利钝全收。
We should have faith in this method because this method actually is useful for people with.All kind of karmic roots, and whether you have sharp roots or blunt roots,
就任何的根性都可以修这个法门。
So people with any kind of karmic situations can practice this method.
你根性越高，成就越快。
So if you have a really good karmic roots, you can achieve certain level quickly, more quickly.
甚至五二十逆的人，他都应该叫五二十逆嘛，还是五逆十二？五二十逆，五逆十二，哇，这写错了啊、哦。
So even people who committed five heinous crimes and ten evil deeds, they can still practice this method.
都可以得度。问题是说，这个五逆十恶的人，他临终的时候碰到有缘的善知识，跟他介绍这个方法，他能够信受奉行，哪怕只有十念，他也能够得生西方极乐世界。
So even people who have committed five heinous crimes or ten evil deeds, as long as he get a chance to meet a good knowing advisor and talk who talked about this method and he believed it and recited the Buddha's name 10 times wholeheartedly right before his death.
就说甚至只有临终的十念都可以往生。
He can go to the Pure Land as long as he recited the 10 Buddha's names before his death.
那有人就说那我平常不要念佛，我到临终才来念好了。
So some people say, okay, and then I don't need to recite Buddha's name during ordinary times. I just need to recite it before, right before my death.
他想捡便宜哦。
So some people want to take advantage of that.
但是太危险了。
But it's too dangerous.
因为我们临终的时候不晓得什么状况。
Because you don't know.When you're about to die, what situation it is?
是不是有缘碰到善知识跟我们开示呢？
You don't know if you will meet a good knowing advisor.
或者是我是不是身无病苦可以自在念佛呢？
Or whether you can recite Buddha's name no matter what happens.
我们人一病一痛苦几乎都忘掉要念佛了。
Because once you get sick or you suffer pains, you will forget to chant Buddha's names.
所以大家平常就要努力念佛， 要准备做好，随时往生都可以。
That's why we have to recite Buddha's names every day in ordinary times to get prepared for that critical moment.
说不但要发愿去西方，还要每次都发愿，能够临终无障碍。
So not only should we make vows to go to the Western Pure Land, but also we need to pray and make vows that hopefully there will be no obstructions when death comes.
最好能够预知时至。
Of course, the best is to foresee your death.
心不贪恋。
And you are not attached to anything.
意不颠倒。
Your mind is not upside down.
那200%绝对往生。
And you will definitely go to the Pure Land.
他随时随地都可以用的方法。
And also this method is a method they can use anytime and in any place.
你要精进念很好，散心念也不错。
So you can recite Buddha's names diligently or leisurely.
那最好是精进念啊。
Of course, diligently is always better.
散心念这个功德会打折扣。
So if you chant leisurely, you still have some merits, but not as good as diligently.
散心念佛，念十声佛，搞不好只有里面一两声是专心念的。
So if you recite Buddha's name leisurely 10 times, probably there are only one or two that when you recite, you recite single-mindedly, wholeheartedly.
其他的有口无心就没什么效果。
And the rest is just mechanic reciting. There's no effect.
所以会浪费时间。
So it's kind of a waste of time.
那我们不要浪费时间。你念得越多越专心，将来的品位就越高。
So let's don't waste time.The more concentrated you are, the more diligently you are reciting the Buddha's names, the higher level you will achieve in the Pure Land.
所以不管如何要专心的念。
So no matter what, you should recite single-mindedly.
那最后有时间会跟大家分享一个在现世生活当中一个老先生他就是当生成就的故事。真实的故事跟大家分享。
In the end, if we have time, I'm going to share with you a real life story about a great practitioner.
好，接下来要介绍往生西方的条件。
Next topic, we'll talk about the conditions for rebirth in the Western Pure Land.
好，我们是透过《阿弥陀经》、佛说。无量寿经跟观无量寿经好来谈。
So we will address this topic from three sutras. One is they are Amitabha Buddha Sutra, Contemplation on Infinite Life Sutra and the Infinite Life Sutra.
佛说阿弥陀经里面呢，他要我们念佛不可要求生西方是不可以少善根福德因缘得生彼国，就是要有多善根福德因缘。
So in the Amitabha in the Amitabha Sutra, the Buddha said, if you want to reborn in the Pure Land, you cannot lack of root of merit, virtue, causes and conditions.
什么叫？多福德善根因缘呢
？What does it mean that you have to accumulate more merit and virtue？
由大德跟我们解释，只要你一向专念，就听到这个法门，就愿意相信，愿意去念，还有发愿往生，你就是具足善根福德因缘。
So, some great teachers explained to us what it means, we need root of merit, virtue, causes and conditions. A great teacher explained, as long as you hear this method, you have great faith in this method, and you recite Buddha's name accordingly, you are accumulating merit, virtues, causes and conditions.
请问诸位有善根福德因缘吗？
So I want to ask you, do you think you have a great merit, virtue and right causes and conditions?
有的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you think you have.
哇，这些没举手的人呢？
So what about people? What about people who didn't raise hands?
你自己放弃了吗？
You just give up on yourself?
哇，那不行哦。
Well, that's not good.
好，接下来是说我们就说一心不乱。好，临命终的时候，阿弥陀佛跟诸圣众就会现到他前面来接引他。
So next point I want to talk about is, if you can recite single-mindedly, and that before your death, Amitabha Buddha will appear in front of you.
其实这个一心不乱听起来会觉得很难，很不容易。
It sounds like the recite Buddha's name single-mindedly is quite hard to achieve.
在其他的经典，待会我们看到，他只要一项专念就可以了。
But actually, we will see from other sutras, as long as you recite,
想到就念，想到就念。
As long as you recite, whenever you get a chance.
好，接下来我们在《佛说无量寿经》里面说到，法藏比丘发的48大愿，还有三倍三生的极乐国土。
So next one, we want to talk about the Infinite Life Sutra when it mentions.Before Amitabha Buddha reached the Buddhahood, he was a monk, Dhammakara, and he made 48 great vows and built up the bliss, utmost bliss pure land for three categories of people.
诸位菩萨有来听48愿的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you attended the lectures about the 48 great vows.
好，我们的长地法是说48愿啊，再举高一点。
Please raise your hand if you attend these lectures for the 48 great vows.
应该更有信心啊，好，再往下看。在经文中说到，就是十方世界的诸天人民，就是十方世界所有的众生，只要有自心，好。愿生到极乐世界的，他会有三倍。
So all beings from 10 directions, if they have faith and are willing to be reborn in the pure land, they will come. But there are three categories.
是根据他的愿心跟他的修行的功夫来有一个标准。
So the three categories is divided based on the being's the level of practice and his determination.
好，它四个条件就是下面这四个条件。
So there are four conditions.
For, 我们用表来看啊。
So we can see clearly from this chart.
要三倍往生共通的条件就是第二跟第四，好，条件二跟四。
So even though there were even though you get to the pure land and will be categorized into three different levels, there were two conditions. No matter which category of people you all need to have, that is the second condition and the fourth condition.
所谓第二就是发无上的菩提心，好，第二。
The second condition is about giving rise to the Bodhi mind.
第四项只要一项专念阿弥陀佛。
And the fourth condition is recite Amitabha Buddha's names wholeheartedly, single-mindedly.
你能够具足这两个条件的话，这辈子一定能往生，只是你是下辈。
So if you only have these two, if you only meet these two conditions, then you will definitely be able to reborn in the Pure Land, but you will only be reborn into the lowest grade.
就是品位低一点啊。
So it's just the lowest grade.
可是总比入三恶道好吧。
But it's better than falling into the three evil paths.
我看你们哦，大概起码会中辈吧，哦。
But I have great faith that people sitting here probably are able to reach the middle grade.
加上修一切功德，很容易做的。
Because it's only need to plus practice all merits and virtues. It's easy to do.
所以前途大有可为哦。
So we will all have a bright future.
如果你要上辈的话呢，上辈往生的话，就四个条件我们都把它做到。
So if you want to achieve the highest grade, then you need to fulfill all four conditions.
第一个是出家为沙门呢。
And the first condition is given rise to the mind of a determined to become monastic.
这辈子还有希望吗？出家。
Is that still possible that you become a monastic?
有希望的请举手。
Please、
这辈子还有希望出家的。
If you feel it's possible.
哦、oh, 有人哦。有这里出家修行。好出家就是像我们落法出家。好。真的吗哦、oh, 好。那就上品哦上辈往生有希望哦。
So if you can become the monastic, and give up worldly affairs, then you will reach the highest grade.
最起码中辈嘛、哦、
But at least we can reach the middle grade.
所以大家要有信心。
So everyone should have faith.
好再下来就是观无量寿经里面讲的。
On the next page, it's also something in the Infant Life Sutra.
这个毗邻婆沙罗王他被他的儿子幽禁活活饿死。
Sorry, it should be the contemplation of Infant Life Sutra. In that sutra, there is a story. Basically, the king Bimbisara was imprisoned and starved to death by his son.
他的皇后韦提希夫人要救也救不了。
So his wife, Queen Vaidehi, tried to rescue the king but failed.
非常伤心，觉得这世界太苦了，所以他也想要解脱。
So the queen was very sad and felt the world is full of suffering, so she wants liberation.
所以向佛求救。
So she turned to Buddha and prayed to Buddha.
佛就把所有的佛国净土透过神通显现让他看，让他自己选择。
So the Buddha uses his supernatural abilities and revealed all pure lands in 10 directions to show her.
这韦提希夫人是非常有智慧，她选择的西方极乐世界。
The queen was very wise. She chose the pure land, Amitabha Buddha's pure land.
其实也是在代替我们选择了。
She actually is also choosing. She is also choosing for us.
那她往生的条件呢？就是有下面的净业三福。
So the conditions for reborn in the Pure Land, there were three conditions.
第一，要孝养父母。
The first one is to be filial to your parents.
奉事师长。
And respect to your teachers and elders.
哦，还不可以杀生哈。
And you cannot commit killing.
修十善业。
You have to practice 10 good deeds.
那孝养父母用什么孝养啊
？So to be filial to parents, what do you do with that?
啊，昨天听到一位菩萨的同修，他孝养父母的方法就是去杀这个活的很新鲜的生物来供养父母。
So how do you show your How do you be filial to your parents? Some people will kill live animals to offer to their parents.
他认为这样子是真的是对父母最好的供养。
He thought that was the best offering that he could do to his parents.
正确吗？
Is that correct?
哇，他增加父母的罪业。好。
No, actually, it's quite the opposite.
那师长我们也要孝顺。
And we also need to show respect to teachers and elders.
慈悲心，好，一定要有。
And we should have a compassionate mind.
那接下来要受持三规。三规一。
The second condition talks about take and uphold three precepts.
好，具足众戒。
And fulfill all types of precepts.
那我们在家居士就是最起码的五戒，好，还有八戒，还有呢，菩萨戒。能够受，能够守。
The second condition should be take three refuges and then uphold all precepts. And for lay people, we mainly talk about the five precepts.
那不犯威仪。
And try to maintain good manners.
不犯威仪就是说要中规中矩，要守规矩，比如说不要随便吐痰呐，好。然后这个行为举止要很合乎道德的要求。
So good manners basically means our conduct is accord with good morality.
那第三就是要发菩提心。
And the last one is giving rise to the body mind.
还要相信因果。
And believe cause and effect.
像昨天那位先生他就不信因果啊！我这样子很舒服就好，我很快乐就好，我管他以后会怎么样。
So the person who killed live animals for his parents actually did not believe causes and effects because he just felt it's enjoyable to live that way right now.
就算他的孩子小小的，在夜里常常会看到有这个恶的东西要来抓他，他也。不认为那是因为家里杀生的关系。
Even though his young children could see some dark creatures come to the house and try to grab him, he didn't believe that's because of his killing.
那未来的苦果就是要自己去受。
And the sufferings he's creating will have to be, you know, take on by himself.
还要读诵大圣。
And continue with the conditions, we also need to recite and read a lot of sutras, of Mahayana sutras.
我们念一句的阿弥陀佛就像在读诵大圣一样。
So when we recite one name of Amitabha Buddha's name, it's just like reciting all the great sutras, Mahayana sutras.
当你在念佛的当时，你的身上是会放光的。
When you recite Buddha's names, actually, your body will emit light.
因为读诵大圣会放光。
Because when you read and recite Mahayana Sutra, your body will emit light.
所以念佛当然也会放光了。
And because reciting Buddha's name equals reciting all sutras, your body will emit light.
劝进行者就是刚刚说的。做阿弥陀佛的 sales.
And the next one is persuade others to practice this Pure Land method as well. It's just like a salesman for Amitabha Buddha.
大家共同把那么好的法门来跟碰到有缘的菩萨介绍。
So, everyone please introduce this method, persuade others to practice.
不管他听不听你跟他讲了，一入耳根，永为道种。
No matter, regardless whether that person will listen to you or not, as long as you talk to him about it, it will plant certain seed.
有一天因缘成熟了，他就契入佛法。
And one day, if the cause and conditions ripen, that person might actually believe in it.
但要尽心尽力。
So we have to try our best.
不要想终生难度啊，哎呀，我不读了啊。
So you shouldn't think that, oh, because it's so hard to talking to people about this, so I'll just give up.
我自度就好了。
Or think that I just need to deliver myself, that's enough.
那你的莲花就会枯萎咯。
Then your lotus will start to wither.
好，最后还有五分钟哦，我们以后就留待以后，好，下面以后再说，跟大家说那个当生成就的故事。那下个礼拜呢，有机会跟大家分享为什么念佛会放光。好。
So there's only 5 minutes left, and I want to share with you the story that I mentioned about the great practitioner. And the next lecture, I will talk about why when you recite Buddha's names, your body will emit light.
这是真实发生的，在台中的一个老先生。
So this is a real life story happened in 台中。
他有这个巴金森症。
Oh, 对。So, that lay person has Parkinson's disease.
他有个女儿出家。
And he has a daughter who became monastic.
劝他要念佛。
And persuaded him to recite Buddha's names.
他也听到这个慧立法师说，只要你念佛100万遍，铁定就可以到西方极乐世界。
And he also heard from monastic, as long as you recite Buddha's name 1,000,000 times, you will definitely go to the Pure Land.
他听到后就深信不疑。
Once he heard that, he truly believes that.
然后虽然不是很方便，他还是一句一句的很专心的念。
Even though it was difficult for him, he still recited, single-mindedly.
这位老先生他之前是很爱骂人，讲三字经。
Before, this person, likes to, scold people or say foul words.
他念佛之后就不会了。
But after he started reciting the Buddha's names, he stopped doing that.
以前因为讲多了，连他6岁的孙子都会学他讲三字经。
Because before he was such a foul mouthed that even his grandson would, got that influence.
那他这个奶奶看见孙子在讲三字经，就会拿这个牙签啊戳他的嘴巴。
So grandma, when the grandmother heard that her grandson, you know, say the foul words, she would use something, the toothpaste.The toothpick to, I don't know how to say that, to pinch the grandson.
那他就不敢讲了。
The grandson then was afraid to say that.
有一天这老先生这个习气还在嘛，忽然间又讲了三字经。
So because the habit was still there, the that person said the three foul words again.
这个孙子就跟爷爷说，爷爷爷爷，奶奶拿牙签来了。
So the grandson said, "Well, grandpa, grandmother will use a toothpick to pinch me."
那这个老先生就很惭愧。
So, that person felt ashamed.
我一个那么老的老人，还要这小孩子来教我。
Because I'm so old, but I still need my grandson to remind me of that.
就更精进的念佛了。
So he recited Buddha's name even more diligently.
等到他念满100万遍的时候，他怎么做呢？
So after he completed the 1,000,000 times of reciting Buddha's name, what did he do?
若是你，你会怎么做？
What would you do?
阿弥陀佛啊，我100万念完了，你要保佑我身体健康哦。
So most of us probably say, well,Amitabha Buddha, I have recited 1,000,000 times, so you have to protect me and give me good health.
他不是。
He didn't.
他一百万念到了，他就到佛前上一根香。
So once he reached 1,000,000 times of recitation, he will offer incense to the Buddha.
就跟阿弥陀佛说，阿弥陀佛啊，我一百万念圆满了，你要照约定来接我去西方哦。
And he said to the Amitabha Buddha, well, I have fulfilled 1,000,000 times of recitations. You please come to give me, show me the road to the Pure Land.
他真的是放下。 心不贪恋，意不颠倒。
So he really let go of everything, and his mind was not upside down.
所以他马上就要去西方了。
And he will go to the Western Pure Land soon.
果然第二天就往生了。
And indeed, he passed away the next day.
他家人听到这个天人打鼓啊，他们说天人打鼓，那鼓非常好听，打了七天。
So his family claimed that they heard the sound of heavenly beings, the drum sound of the heavenly beings, and it was very pleasing, and the sound continued for 7 days.
然后家里的这个有很奇妙的香味。
And at home, there are incredible aroma, a scent.
而且他看到这个祥云飘到他家门口，他的这个老先生哈就这样子，哎，就是被这个西方的这个三圣呢哈就把他接走了。
And also they saw auspicious clouds came to their home, and with its three saints.
这是真实发生的。
And this is a real life story.
所以这个故事证明让大家知道我们这辈子能够念佛求生西方真的是当生能够成就。
So this story shows that if we recite Buddha's name, we can achieve that by this lifetime.
否则我们这辈子不往生很可能就随业流转了。
Otherwise, if we don't go to the Pure Land, we probably will go into the cycle of death, birth and death by karma.
然后就六道轮回。
And then we were trapped in the six realms.
苦不堪言。
Full of suffering.
好，今天跟大家分享到这个地方。好，接下来我们要做五供。
Okay, that's it for today.
下个礼拜要来听故事哦。
Please come next time.
好，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。